Education funding, jobs, and a potential natural gas tax have all dominated the campaigns of Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidates, incumbent Republican Tom Corbett and hopeful Democrat Tom Wolf. But an equally immediate concern for many Pennsylvanians is the crumbling infrastructure throughout the state. What are the candidates saying about that? Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov spoke with project editor Naomi Starobin about how the contenders envision Pennsylvania in the future.
Let's start with transportation. What are the candidates saying about transportation problems in the state?
Governor Tom Corbett signed a bipartisan transportation bill known as Act 89 last year. This bill will ramp up funding over the next 5 years, and eventually we'll see an additional $2.3 billion a year for transportation projects. He didn't make himself available for an interview, but here he is at one of his ceremonial signings, touting the importance of the law.
We came here to put my signature on what I call the passport to the future when it comes to transportation, but even more so for public safety and for economic development.
It's a big increase in funding and arguably overdue in Pennsylvania, which has a vast backlog of projects, not to mention ideas for new projects or expansions. One analyst I spoke with said this leaves Tom Wolf talking about the more fringe stuff. Here's how Wolf has been addressing the issue.
We should be thinking and talking about what a 21st century transportation infrastructure should look like. And in Pennsylvania, that's especially important. We have regions that aren't connected as well as they should be. Transportation is a key to that.
Wolf wants to fix roads and bridges, but he's also interested in high-speed rail for passengers and freight, which is incredibly expensive and, in the case of freight, doesn't actually exist in the U.S. And he says he'll use public-private partnerships to bring this 21st century vision to fruition. So very forward-looking ideas, but a little pie in the sky and probably not something in the state's immediate future.
And what about bridges? Pennsylvania has more structurally deficient bridges than any other state. And just for clarification, structurally deficient means it's starting to deteriorate, but it's still safe to use.
Bridges would also get funding under the same transportation bill. In addition, Corbett signed the P3, or Public-Private Partnerships Law, which allows the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation to partner with private entities to more efficiently maintain and build transportation infrastructure. For example, the P3 law will be used to fix up over 500 small bridges around the state. And Wolf has also mentioned that if he gets into office, he would want to expand these kinds of programs and really grow these public-private partnerships.
And Pennsylvania is part of the Rust Belt, of course, has many struggling cities, many in actual physical disrepair. You know, potholes, broken sidewalks, parks that are not well maintained, in addition to financial disrepair. So what are the candidates saying about helping cities?
Wolf has said, quote, cities are the wave of the future. In his plan, he talks about smart growth. He wants more oversight over land use and development, more mixed income, mixed use development, and more technical assistance to local entities in the planning process. He basically says that just handing out grants for specific development projects is not enough.
I want to make sure that I address root cause issues. We can make deals to make sure that we're doing the things to seed growth in those areas, to try to make urban growth a reality. But I think we need to go beyond that.
For him, that also comes back to investing in infrastructure in these cities. Governor Corbett signed legislation that would enable land banks. Land banks would quickly process blighted properties and put them back into productive use. And advocates think they'll be a big deal for cities all around the state that have blight issues. He also signed legislation enabling city revitalization and improvement zones, or CRIZ. One thing Corbett has been criticized for are these kind of corporate tax break programs in the name of jobs and development. CRIZs take tax dollars and shuffle them around from government coffers to help developers, again, in the name of jobs and development in cities. It's too soon to tell how well this will work, but that's something we'll be watching.
And what about energy infrastructure?
A couple of things. During his last campaign, Corbett mentioned that he wanted to create an infrastructure improvement tax credit program, something that hasn't happened. Meanwhile, he's been pushing for expanding the state's web of natural gas refueling stations. Tom Wolf says he wants to require large state-owned real estate to meet green building standards, and he wants to accelerate new investments in retrofits for commercial and residential properties to be more energy efficient.
Thanks, Irina.
Yeah, thank you.